Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Lamed Ches in Meseches Kiddushin. It's 1,348th daf in Shas. We're doing this a few days before Pesach. Many people are, Baruch Hashem, busy with the Pesach preparation, Bezras Hashem, for Geula. Today's daf is actually going to, as at the end of yesterday's daf, which we'll pick up with on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, talks about Pesach. A couple of very exciting things about Pesach that we will learn. The general topic of today's daf continues with the fascinating question that we had begun on daf Lamed Zayin, and that is when the Torah describes a mitzvah with the word moshvoseichem, where you are living. For example, the discussion yesterday's daf was whether the prohibition of chadash, eating food, grain, before the Shtei Halechem is brought, whether that is included in Chutz La'aretz, because the Pasuk describes in Vayikra Chav Gimel, V'lechem V'koli V'charmel Lo Sochlu, etc., B'chol Moish V'yseichem. So we have the opinion of the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, which we're going to continue to run with today, who's of the opinion, Rabbi Shmuel is of the Yeshiva, Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that when it says B'chol Moish V'yseichem, that means you're only going to be chayiv in the mitzvah when you have Bia, Yerusha, and Yeshiva. And that is that after we came into Eretz Yisrael, we inherited the land of Eretz Yisrael, then we have the mitzvah that the Pasuk is referring to when it says Moshvoseichem. So, according to the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara points out, it would seem that there would not be a prohibition of Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz. However, the Gemara points out that Rabbi Eliezer, in the top line of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, holds that there is. In today's daf, we're going to continue analyzing psukim that use the word Moshav. Now, of course, when we're talking about coming into Eretz Yisrael, a large part of that begins with the Dor HaMidbar, and even certain mitzvos, when it comes to Pesach, for example, in Parshas Bo, it says, "Kol machmetzes lo sechelu b'chol moish v'seichem teichlu matzes." There's a mitzvah of eating matzah in the moshav. So, what is that pasuk coming to bring out when it says that there is a mitzvah of eating in the moshav? Does it mean there's only a mitzvah for us here? Now, for sure, we are very lucky to be living here in Eretz Yisrael, and I highly recommend it for almost everybody. Yes, a little bit of an emphasis on almost, but I highly recommend it for everybody. There's so many mitzvahs and so many things that one could be mekayim in Eretz Yisrael, but we are not going to falsely take away the mitzvah of matzah from our Acheinu B'nei Chutz La'aretz. So what is the Pasuk Moshvo Seichem over there coming to tell? So that will bring us into a discussion about matzah in Mitzrayim, matzah in the Midbar, and matzah Bizman Hazeh. And then our daf is going to discuss Agadata about Ptiras Moshe Rabbeinu, and we will have some beautiful Agadata about the end of Sefer Dvar. Continuing on to Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss, again, the differences, the advantages of living in Eretz Yisrael. This is the greatest Aliyah pitch. The advantages of living in Eretz Yisrael, the many more mitzvahs that we are zocha to fulfill in Eretz Yisrael, the status of Shmitas Ksafim, whether that changes because Shmitas Karka exists in Eretz Yisrael, and Chazal said when Shmitas Karka applies, Shmitas Ksafim also applies. So is there Shmitas Ksafim at all, even in Chutz La'aretz? The conclusion, of course, of the Gemara is yes. Finally, we will come back to our original topics of the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, going up to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and that is the mitzvos of Arla Klai HaKerem and the Isser of Chodesh, which is also coming up. So let's pick up where we had left off on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, where we said we were going to pick up from. I wasn't zochet to learn the daf with you yesterday, where the Gemara says, Moshev de Kasa Rachmana Gabe Matzah Umarar. So let's pick up, that is about 10 lines from the bottom. When the Pasuk says Moshav, when it comes to Matzah Marar, Lomali, so why does the Torah say Moshvo Seichem? We read that Pasuk before, that we said, Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, Be'erev tochlu matzos. Excuse me. Bechol moshvaseichem tochlu matzos. That's another pasuk. Be'erev tochlu matzos. Bechol moshvaseichem tochlu matzos. So there we have the mitzvah that's elucidated specifically in regards to moshav. Now, the premise of the Gemara's question is, as we mentioned before, there are many opinions of old that we say moshav, it only applies when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Why would it only apply to Eretz Yisrael? So that goes back to Lashon Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Vav and Beis going to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and that is that we said that the mitzvos, and is explained in the Gemara, in the beginning of the Gemara, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that there are mitzvos that are chovas hakarka, and those only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Then there's a mitzvah that's chovas hagavra, and those chovas hagavra apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. Now, the Gemara says, we have no thought, those of us who are proud to live in Eretz Yisrael, and point out all the advantages, even the quality of every mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael is a higher madrega than the quality in Chutz La'aretz. Ad kedei kach, Rav Neeman Tzal Shlita recommends to his Talmidim, that when they come back to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, often the flight lands a little bit before Shkia, that they should quickly put on tefillin again, because it's Ein Adoma, a tefillin that one puts on in Chutz La'aretz to one puts on in Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, despite all of those realities, no one is going to suggest that Matz and Maror are dependent on Eretz Yisrael. So, Frekte, Gemara, Maish, the Kas Rachmana, Gami, Matz and Maror, Lomeli, especially according to the Vei Rabbi Shmuel, who learns that when it says Moshav, it means that the mitzvah doesn't appear until you come into Eretz Yisrael and you settle Eretz Yisrael. Says Gemara, Itzrak, Sakotai, Techamein, Ohio, Luxiv, Amatz, Samreu, Yochluhu. Has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael per se. It has to do with the Beis Hamikdash. And that is that the mitzvah applies when Ladoros, we can only slaughter the carbon Pesach when there is a Mizbeach. Mizman de'ika Pesach, in when there is a mitzvah Pesach, then there is also the mitzvah Matzos Umrorim. Because the Pasuk says, in regards to the carbon Pesach, al Matzos Umrorim Yochlu, you shall eat them together. So you eat it matzos and maror. What do we see? That it might be dependent on the mitzvah of Pesach. Kamash malon, as this Gemara is also expressed in different ways in Psachim, and that is that the mitzvah of matzos and maror is both a mitzvah with the Karim Pesach, as well as an independent mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, and that's what Moshe was coming to tell you. Moshe was coming to tell you, you might have thought it would be dependent on the Mizbeach, someone who is able and Zochet to bring the Karim Pesach, sprinkling the blood, pouring the blood on the Mizbeach. And that is when you have Matzah, the Mitzvah of Matzah, when you could eat a Pesach. Kamash Malon, that's what the Pasuk is coming to emphasize, that it's all Moshev, wherever Klal Yisrael is, there is a chashivus in us being in Eretz Yisrael, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not built the Beis HaMikdash. And Pesach is meaningful, despite those messianists that say, well, we're missing a lot with the Beis HaMikdash, but do not say that Pesach is chas v'chalila meaningless without the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Bia dekatzer rachmana gabi tefillin, upeter chamor, lomali. We pointed out that when the Torah says Kisavoyu, the Torah is trying to emphasize that the Chiyuv is when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Once again, Tefillin is not dependent on Eretz Yisrael, notwithstanding Rav Neeman Tzal's point. Tefillin upeter chamar lamali, says Gemara, who mean by the Tanya Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Also, asei mitzvah zu. This is a fascinating chazal. Do this mitzvah of tefillin and peter chamor, and with its merit, shebishvilot tikanes la'aretz. With it, you'll come into Eretz Yisrael. Bishleim madomer moshev komokum shatim yoshev mashma. If you're going to say that Moshev is coming to tell us everywhere you live, not just when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. And this comes back, says Rashi, to the machlekes of whether the Isser Chodosh depends on Yerusha v'yeshiva. Or do we say that the Yisr Chadosh, when it says Moshav, does not mean particularly a Moshav in Eretz Yisrael, but means anywhere Jews have settled? So how do you read that pasuk that we started off with today? V'lekem v'koli v'charmel, the pasuk concludes, B'chol Moshav Seichem, their Yisr Chadosh applies to all everywhere you live. That's what the pasuk says. This is a fascinating pasuk in Yehoshua. We're going to read this as the Haftorah on the first day of Pesach, and it describes Yehoshua giving Klal Yisrael, encouraging Klal Yisrael to do Milah, and bringing its first Karban Pesach since they had gone out of Mitzrayim. And the Navi describes in Yehoshua, Perekei, Pasuk Tes, Vayasu es HaPesach Barabasa Yom LaChodesh, Be'erev Barabas Yericho. They had already crossed into Eretz Yisrael. On the banks of Yericho, they brought the Karban Pesach, and they ate it on the 15th, presumably. Vayochlu ma'avura aretz mimachras ha-Pesach, matzos v'kolui be'etzem hayom hazeh. And the day after Pesach, many understand that of course, when you say machras ha-Pesach, that's a reference to the Karban Omer, that they ate the matzos and the kolui. They ate matzos and the grain, and then the pasuk says, "Vayishpos haman mimachras," that the man stopped coming. So Chazal Darshan, picking up on the last line, Lam Zayinam Beis, mimachras hapasach achol meikara lo achol, that the day after the Karban Omer, they ate from the grain of land. Prior to that, they didn't. Alma. Ikruv Omer Vahadarach. Then the Torah is coming to tell us that when the Karban Omer was brought, they were able to eat from the new grain. Hence, they did not need Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Yerusha v'Yeshiva are the 7 years, 7 plus 7, 7 years of fighting, 7 years of developing Eretz Yisrael, that only 14 years after these psukim did Klal Yisrael settle entirely into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us in other places, in Ksubas Chafei and others, that only then were we chayiv in mitzvahs, trumas, and maestros. So now, if the halacha is described as there's an iser of chadash, even in Chutz La'aretz at all times, and it's not dependent on Yerusha and Yeshiva, so then I understand the moment that the man stopped, we needed to start eating from the grain of the land, and we needed a macharas ha-pasach, we needed a Karban ha-omer to be matir chadash. Of course, the Karban ha-omer is matir chadash, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the shtei alechem is brought on Shavuos to be matir the chadash, to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash as well as part of the Karbanos. And that, of course, is Sfiras HaOmer, going from the Omer to the Shtei Alechem. So the Omer, in that case, would be Matir the Yisr Chadash, because the Yisr Chadash applied immediately, and we hadn't had to worry about the Yisr Chadash because we had the Mun. But now we don't have the Mun. So then we have that carbon. El Lamad Nomer says the Gemara Lam Chesam Adalf La'acha Yerushav Yeshiva. According to the man, the Amar, who says, if the prohibition of Chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael after those 14 years, asks the Gemara, Elamand Amar Lachi Yerushim Yeshiva Nechala Alter, let them eat immediately. It's within those 14 years, and there's no need for the Pasuk to describe the bringing of Mimacharas HaPesach, waiting for the 16th of Nisan, and Macharas HaPesach referring back to Mimacharas HaPesach in the Torah, where that refers to the Karban Omer. No. There's no Yisr Chadosh Nechal Alter. Why does it say in Yehoshua, hey, that they ate specifically from the grain of the land on the 16th of Nisan? Says the Gemara, lo havitzrichi. There was no need for them to eat before that. Dichsivu bnei Yisrael achlu es hamon ba'arboim shana. Ad boyim el eretz neshavas. Es hamon achlu ad boyim el k'tzei eretz kanan. This is, of course, in the Parshas Haman, that describes bnei Yisrael eating the man for 40 years in the desert. Now, Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk, the truth is the Pasuk is a mystery, because it says, it describes them eating the man until they came to what's referred to as Eretz Noshaves, and then it's referred to as Eretz Canaan. Rashi points out, starting from the first line on our Amud, that traditionally Eretz Noshaves refers to even Eiver HaYarden, in other words, not only what people today call Israel, but even Jordan, an exclusion to Eretz Sichon V'og. Rashi points out that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Eretz Sichon V'og, but he desired to come into Eretz Yisrael. That's the land that's called the Eretz HaTova, not Eretz Sichon V'og, but Jordan. That is considered the Eretz HaTova, which of course includes Eretz Yisrael, Israel today. In contrast to Ktzei Eretz Canaan, that includes the banks of Moab, where Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. So the psukim seem to contradict each other, says the Gemara. How can you say that until they ate the man, until they arrived to the Eretz Noshavis, which is Transjordan? Because the pasuk also says they ate it only up until the land of Sichon, which is prior to Ptiras Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yevshalomer al k'tzei Eretz Kanan, sherei kfar nemar ad boyom el Eretz Noshavis. But the pasuk also says when they came to Eretz Noshavis. Haketzad, so how do you reconcile the two? So here there's a beautiful agoda from Chazal. A beautiful agoda about the Midbar. 10 lines in, l'amichesam et alf, b'shiva ba'adar meis meisha. The Agoda says as follows, that on the 7th of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Upasak mon mileret, and the mon stopped coming down when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Layim stapkin bimon shebekleim, and there was still leftover man in their utensils, ad shisha asar b'nisan, until 16th of Nisan. In other words, what the Pasuk in Yoshua is describing is not a halachic phenomenon, that they then started eating the man, but rather, what happened was is that they had, practically, they had the man up until that point. And quote-unquote, coincidentally, only by the 16th of Nisan did they start eating from the grain of the land, but that had nothing to do with the Yisr Chadash and a Karbina Omer, etc., etc. Gemara continues, 12 lines on the top of Lamechesam and Alf Tan Yiduch, we learn in another Brice of Nesra, Achu Esaman Abarim Shana. We ate the man in the Midbar for 40 years, V'chi Abarim Shana Achlu. Did we eat it for 40 years? V'alo Arbaim Shana Chaser Shloshim Yom Achlu. When we made a big mistake, and we asked for the slav, asked for meat, so for 30 days, we were fressing on meat. We didn't want the lechem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wanted more gashmias. So it turns out that there were 30 days, asks the Gemara, that we did not eat the month. So why is it called 40 full years? Eloi melecha. So must be coming to tell us the following. Ugos sheotziu mimitzrayim, Tamu Bahem Tamman. That the Ugos that we took out of Mitzrayim, presumably the Torah refers to the Ugos also as the Matzos. So prior to the Man, which according to many calculations began on Tes Vav Iyar, we were for 30 days, or 31, some of the Mefarshim point out, eating the Matzos that had the taste of Man. Tanya Yidach B'Shiva. Ba'adar Meis Meisha, on the 7th of Adar, Meisha Rabbeinu passed away. U'b'shiva Ba'adar Nolad. And he was also born on Zayin Adar. She'b'shiva Ba'adar Meis, Shenem Ravayom HaShem Meisha Eved HaShem. It says that Moshe passed away. U'ksiva Yifku V'nei Yisrael Meisha Ba'arves Moyev Shloshim Yoyim. The way we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site is on Zayin Adar is that we mourned for Moshe Rabbeinu for 30 days in the plains of Moab. So that's 30 days after whenever Ptiras Moshe is. Now obviously, if we're going to get some dates over here, we'll be able to infer the day that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Because we know that there were 30 days after that they mourned him. Uksiv. Vayachre Moshe Ever Hashem. Uksiv Moshe Meisha Avni Meis, Va'ata Kumavor. Pasuk in Yoshua says to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yoshua, Moshe Rabbeinu has passed away, it's time for you to take Bnei Yisrael over the Yarden. Uksiv, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands, Ibru Bekerem Machane, V'tzivu Asam Leimor, Hechinu Lam Tzeda, Ki Ba'oid Shloishis Yomim Tavru Es HaYarden. So, after these 30 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael to prepare for 3 days to cross over the Yarden. Uksiv ha'am olu min ha'yarden be'esar l'chodesh harishon. And Klal Yisrael crossed over the Yarden on a great anniversary. And that is on the 10th day of the month of Nisan, which, by the way, is the anniversary of when they, right at this period. Oh my goodness, I just realized it's today, right? Today is, if my calculation is correct, today is Yud Nisan. So Yud Nisan is when we crossed over the Yarden. So today the daf is actually talking about the day itself, which of course, according to many traditions, was the day that we took the Karban Pesach. Wow. There's always something magical about the daf yomi. Uksiv Moshe Avdi Meis Vatakom Avor Uksiv Ivdu Bekerem Achem Tzivosam Leimor Echinu Lechem Tzedek Kviot Shoshet Yom Tavis HaYarden Uksiv Va'om Olu Min HaYarden Be'esa L'Chodesh Rishon. That's what it says in Yoshua Dalid. Tzei Mehen, so then we subtract Shloshim V'Shloshim Yomim L'Mafreya, you take back 33 days retroactively. So then, because they mourned for 30 days, there were 3 days of preparation, then we crossed over. Halamadita, so from this we learned, Shabishiva Ba'adar Meis Mesha, that on 7th Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Uminayin, wow. Uminayin Shabishiva Ba'adar Nolad Moshe. And how do we know that on the 7th of Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu was born? Shinemar, Vayomer Aleim, Ben Meo Vesrim, Shana Noichi Ayoim, Loy Uchal Oid Lotseis Vulavoy. Moshe Rabbeinu says he's 120 years old. She'ein tam lomar hayom. Why does he say I am 120 today? Ma tam lomar hayom. Lamin shakosh baruch hu yoshev umemal shnasim shel tzadikim miyom liyom mechodesh lechodesh. Kosh baruch hu fills up their days that they get all their days that they're entitled to. Shenemar bispar yomecha amale. That I will fill up your days, that you will get all of the days of 120 years. Mark continues, 8 lines about Lama Chesan Al Tanya Rajbi Oimer. Shalish mitzvahs in the Stav Yisrael Bechnisasam La'aretz. There were 3 mitzvahs that we were commanded about when we came into Eretz Yisrael, but are not unique to Eretz Yisrael. V'nohagos, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutzlarz. And they apply both in Eretz Yisrael and chutzlarz. V'adin sheyinagu. And if that's so, then they should also be kept in chutzlarz as well. And we're going to learn a Kal V'Chomer that they should apply. Because when it comes to Yisr Chodesh, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is like those, the standard way of understanding Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, and that is that Chodesh applies even in Chutz Laretz. Uma Chodesh Ein Yisurei Yisr Oilem Ve'Ein Yisurei Yisra Novi Yesh Heter Li Yisurei Noyeg Bein Baretz Bein B'Chutz Laretz. So when it comes to Yisr Chodesh, it has a lot of leniencies to it. The Yisr doesn't stay forever, because after Karbon HaOmer, it's Mutter. And it also doesn't have an Yisr Ano. And it becomes Mutter, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Klayim, when it comes to Klayim, Shisuran Yisr Oilam, V'Yisuran Yisr Ano, that the Yisr is forever, and Klayim is Asr Bahano, it requires actually Bittel of 200 times to be Mevatel Klayim, V'Ein Heter L'Yisuran, and there's no time heter to its iser, or carbon omer is not matter it. Eino din sheyinagu bein baretz bein mechutz la'aretz. Then it would certainly apply both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz, as we saw in the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Vua din la'arla b'shtayim. And arla has both of these components to it, in the sense that it has an iser ana, and it doesn't have heter betoch yimei isura. There is, however, a dissenting view. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Oimer, turning on to Lamed Ches on the base, kol mitzvah shenitzav Yisrael kodim chnisas on la'aretz. Any mitzvah Klal Yisrael was commanded on about before their entrance to Eretz Yisrael, noyheges bein baretz bein mechutz la'aretz. That mitzvah applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz laretz. However, le'acher knisas on la'aretz, if they were commanded about that mitzvah only after their entrance to Eretz Yisrael, eino noheges ela ba'aretz, then the mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. This, of course, is a son disagreeing with his father. This is Rabbi Elazar disagreeing with his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the two great Tanoim, father and son, who learned together in the cave. Explains Rashi 3 lines from the bottom, that Rabbi Elazar disagrees with his father, and he holds that Chodesh is not noeg in Chutz La'aretz. And the reason for that is the mitzvos that were given after our arrival into Eretz Yisrael included in which is the mitzvah of chadash, is, and it doesn't matter whether they're a chovas haguf or a chovas hakarka, then in such a case, even if they're a chovas haguf, they're only noeg in Eretz Yisrael. Hence, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is that chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains that Arla and Klayim, one who would have also thought, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. However, when it comes to Arla, there we have a halacha l'moshe misin that applies in Chutz Laretz, and Klayim is midrabanan, according to some, and some say even that Arla as well is only going to be midrabanan, that the Gemara will bear out as we go on. So let's continue on in our Gemara. Four lines at top Lamechesam Beis. Chutz min hashmat as ksafim. There are a few exceptions. Shmita of ksafim applies also in Chutz Laretz v'shiluach avodim. And the requirement to set our Jewish slaves free. Even though the commandment of those were given after we entered Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless they're an exception. No heges bein baretz bein mechutz laretz. Says the Gemara, Hashmatas Ksafim Chovas Hagufi. When it comes to Shmita, that is a Chovas Haguf. Why would we think that that commandment appeared after we came into Eretz Yisrael? If it's a Chovas Haguf, generally, the mitzvos were given to us before our entrance into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Lo Nitzrocha Elecha Desanya. We learn the Braisa, Desanya Rebbe Yomer. Here, when it comes to Shemitah's Ksafim, there is a unique question that one could ask due to the fact that Shemitah's Karka is, of course, a Chovas HaKarka. And Rebbe has the following drasha. We learned this also in our previous Masech, the Nadaf Yomi, in Git, and Nadaf Lamed Vav. V'zed Dvar HaShemitah Shmot. Now, this is a fascinating pasuk that appears in Devarim Tes Vav, which says the word Shemitah many times. It says, V'zeh dvar hashmita shmot, and then it says, Kikara shmita lashem, and we're referring to foregoing loans during the year of shmita. The double lashon of zeh dvar hashmita shmot, the simple pshat is that these are going to be the halachos of shmita, that you are supposed to do shmot, you're supposed to cancel a debt. Says the Gemara, B'shtei Shmitos, but Rebbe darshins that the Torah is telling us that one Shmita is dependent on the other. Two Shmitos, HaKasim Adaber, Acha Shmitas Karka, V'acha Shmitas Ksofim. One is Shmitas Karka, the other Shmitas Ksofim. B'zman Sh'ata Mishamit Karka, Ata Mishamit Ksofim. B'zman Sh'yata Mishamit Karka, Yata Mishamit Ksofim. So the only time there is a mitzvah daraisa of Shmitas Ksofim is if there's Shmitas Karka. And that is the rule, according to Shita of Rebbe. We had a big discussion, Git and Lamed Vav, whether we paskin like Rebbe. However, maybe, says the Gemara, just like Rebbe said, the only time it applies is when it's a din de araisa of Shemitah's Karka. According to many Rishonim, that means that you need the counting of Yovel, which requires the Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, we would have thought that once Rebbe made that drasha, ve'ema b'mokum sh'ata mishamit karka ata mishamit ksofim, u'b'mokum sh'ein ato, Mishamit Karka, in an area, New York City. Great place, exciting place. But it doesn't have Kedushas Haaretz, and you don't have Shemitah's Karka. So, ain't at the Mishamit Ksafim, then there wouldn't be a mitzvah Shemitah. Ksafim Tam Lemer, Kikara Shemitah Lashem Bechol Mokom. So that's where Rebbe Lezer ben Reb Shimon Bar Yochai taught us that Shemitah's Ksafim, and that is why he taught us that Shemitah's Ksafim is different, that it applies even in Chutz Laretz, because we might have thought that it's dependent on Shemitah's Karka. Says the Gemara, a similar type of question when it comes to Shliach Avodim. We said that when an Eved goes free, so then that applies, when an Eved goes free, and Eved Ivri goes free in Yovel, that applies both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz Laretz. So that is the requirement to free one's Eved, applies in Chutz Laretz as well. Says the Gemara, why would Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon need to teach that? Chayves Hagufi. That's a Chayves Hagufi, and it's obvious. If it's a Chayves Hagufi, then it applies, as we saw in the beginning of the Gemara in Lamed Vav Aleph, that it applied, Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, we saw that it applies both in Eretz Yisrael as well as Chutz Laretz. Salkadai Dechamina Holo Ksiv Krasim Durar Ba'aretz. The Torah Akdosh and Parshas Re'eh says that you shall declare liberty throughout the land. Ironically, that is on the Liberty Bell, if I'm not mistaken. And the land is not referring to the golden Medina of America. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. Interesting. So that's to propel us, B'nai America, to Eretz Yisrael. Ukrasim durar ba'aretz. You shall proclaim liberty throughout the land. So I would have thought, ba'aretz, in b'chutz la'aretz lo, that there's no place for that passage in America. So Talmud loymer yovel hi, b'kol makom, that just like there's yovel in every area, so too the mitzvah to free and to proclaim liberty throughout the land does not only apply to liberty in Israel, but also applies to liberty in America as well. In Kematam Lam Baritz, then why does it say the land? The land is not referring to the states. Bisman Shahadror Noeg Baretz, because everybody ain't of Nesuos, Einam Nesuos Eretz Yisrael. Everybody is looking towards Eretz Yisrael. When there is liberty in Eretz Yisrael, Noeg Buchutz Laretz. When there is the mitzvah of everybody we go through, because there is Yovel, because there is a Sanhedrin, so then there's Yovel in Chutzars. Ein Dror Baretz, Ein Noeg Buchutz Laretz. But if you don't have that in Eretz Yisrael, so then you don't have it in Chutz La'aretz. Now we have a very, very important Gemara in regards to the Surim of Chadash, Arla, and Klayim, which of course is at the core of many Halacha L'maisa Shailas. Tnan Hasam, we learned over there. Over there is a Mishnah in Arla, Perigimel, Mishnah Tes. HaChadash Aser Min HaTeira B'chol Makoim. Chadash is Aser Min HaTeira everywhere. Of course, this is a woozy. And that is that even though many people are lenient, including our Bubas and Zaydis, almost all of them were lenient on the Yisra of Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, the simple meaning of the Mishnah in Arla, and the simple psak of many of the Rishonim, is that Arla is, that Chadash is Asur in Chutz La'aretz as well. Arla is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Va'klayim midivrei seifrim. And klayim is Asur midrabbanan. My halacha, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Hilchasa Medina. So I gave the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, not Rav Yehuda Mishmuel. One says halacha means that the din says that Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha l'mashvi Sinai, and that's how we pask it. Amalei ula l'Rav Yehuda, bishlam di damina halacha l'mashvi Sinai, according to ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that says that's halacha l'mashvi Sinai, hain nishani lam ben safik Arla l'safik klayim. Then I understand why there's a difference between Safek Arla and Safek Klayim. Disnan Safek Arla Ba'aretz Asur B'Surya Mutter. When it comes to Safek Arla in Eretz Yisrael, it's Asur. In Surya, it's Mutter. B'Chutz La'aretz Yored V'Lokeach. Really, in Chutz La'aretz, it's Mutter B'Vachala Yiren U'Lokate. But people shouldn't see him. Now that's a question why that's so in terms of Marisayin. But what's critical for us is that the Safek Arla is going to be Asur. And why would it be Asur? Now, if it's a din derabanan, then we should say Safek derabanan lekula. The answer might be that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. If it's halacha l'moshe misinai, then we are machmir on halacha l'moshe misinai in Eretz Yisrael. We're machmir like every din d'oraisa. However, when it comes to Chutz La'aretz, then we have this interesting halacha that we didn't explain in its entirety. Now we'll do that. And that is that the Mishnah says that Yored V'Lokech, he could go into the Rishus of a goy, take his fruits, Ubelvad Shelo Yirenu Yisrael, only if the Jew did not see locate the goy being locate. In other words, if the goy gives him fruits, he doesn't have to worry that it is Arla, but he cannot see the goy take it off the tree. Okay, so that is this Mishnah in Arla. However, the Ilu Gabi Klayim, when it comes to Klayim, there in Arla again, we have a slightly different halacha. Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Kerem Hanatua Yerek. If you have a tree, or more precisely, a vine, that has yerek, that has vegetables that are planted between them. The yerek nimkar chutzala, and we're concerned that there's vegetable is being sold, and it was klayim. So then, ba'aretz asur b'surya mutter. In Eretz Yisrael, it's asur b'surya, it's mutter. There is no iser of Klayim in Surya. And what we're focusing on is this last halacha. Bichutz la'aretz, yored velokeit, ubevach lo yilkot biyad. He's allowed to go into the Rishus and take the Klayim as long as the Jew himself doesn't take it with his hand, but the Goy, the halacha is that he's allowed to give the Jew directly. And yet, when it came to the halacha of Arla, we said that the Jew is not allowed to see the Goy even pick it. So Ula says to Rav Yehuda the following, my shita makes sense, because I differentiated between Arla and Klayim. When it comes to Arla, there the Isser in Chutz Laaretz is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. However, when it comes to Klayim, there it's only Nisr Derabbanan. Hence, in Chutz Laaretz, halacha l'Moshe Misinai is more severe than Isser Derabbanan. In Rashi's term, this case of the Goy, even though the Gemara doesn't, and the Mishnah doesn't refer to it as a Safek, Rashi describes this as being Machmir, on the last line in our Amud, as being Machmir on a Safek Arla, in the case of the Goy picking it. And yet, when it comes to Klayim, we're Makel, in the case of the Safek, as long as you yourself don't pick it. And therefore, the Gemara asks, it makes sense if you hold Arla is Halacha l'Moshe Misinai will be more machmer than a din derabbanan. For a safek Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, as we alluded to when we started out, there's more room to be machmer. In contrast to klayim, if it's only midrabbanan chutzar, then there's room to be mekel. Elo l'didcha, but according to your opinion, we're going to continue on tomorrow's daf, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that says that the halacha is at Arla and klayim are the same din, that there's a din derabbanan to be machmir chutzlar. It's why are we more machmir on Arla than when it comes to Klayim. Today's daf was a beautiful daf, where we started discussing the concept of Moshav in the Torah, where we had two different opinions when it comes to when the Torah tells us Moshav, is the Torah telling us that there is a mitzvah only in Eretz Yisrael for Yerisha and Yeshiva. We discussed why the Torah would say Moshav Seichem for Matzah. We also had a big bonus today, being Yud Nisan, where we saw that in Yud Nisan we crossed over the Yarden, and based on that the Gemara infers the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And finally we continued the massive discussion of whether the Yisr Chadash applies in Chutz Laaretz as well, a machlok between Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai and Rabbi Eliezer Ber-Rab Shimon. And we concluded the daf with a summary from the Mishnah in Arla, who sides with Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai that the Yisr of Chadash is Asr min HaTorah, and says that Arla is Halacha l'Moshe Misinai and Klayim is Midivrei Sofrim. There is an opinion that rereads that Mishnah, who holds that when we say Arla, means that Arla is a din derabbanan, that we need to be machmir. And if that's so, we have to pick up in tomorrow's daf, why is it that in Chutz Laaretz we're more machmir in Arla than we are in Klai? This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Lamed Ches in Maseches Kedushin.